We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's head back out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Buy now and save big during the grand reopening of the all-new Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan Friday morning. Not the normal 720 time, but you know, in the 7 o'clock hour, we are going to talk high school football. Larry Bluestein joins us. Larry, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, Zach. Good morning, Joe. I'm doing very well. And anticipating what should be a tremendous night of football in South Florida.
Well, we got a lot to talk about. By the way, if you ever call Blue on a Thursday,
he's always at
a high school football game
because
they kick off on Thursday. And again, last night, Blue goes, I caught a block punt 2 weeks ago, and he stopped while we were talking. Last night, he goes, by the way, Joe, this is a hell of a game I'm at right now.
It was. So it was. Overtime. Carl Gables and Palmetto. Carl Gables is on their way back, and they're very good, and took it into overtime. Palmetto was losing 13-0 going into the fourth quarter and then tied it up and remained undefeated.
Yeah.
So congrats.
Not easy to do. Not easy to do in South Florida going undefeated at any point.
No.
All right, let's talk about the big daddy tonight. Miami Central is going to jump on a bus, couple of buses, and head up to St. Thomas Aquinas. When was the last time we had a matchup, a Dave Brower matchup with two teams this good?
We haven't really, because usually when, you know, St. Thomas was played Northwestern or
they were down.
But there's nothing down about Central, and there's nothing down about St. Thomas. And this is what everybody, you know, it's sort of like you better be watching out for what you ask for, because everybody's been talking about, hey, we got to play Central St. Thomas for the last 15 years, maybe 20. Every time that these teams got together and everybody, you know, because now you have a lot of these kids. Tonight you will have kids, 80% of the kids know each other and played against each other in seven-on-sevens for the last 10 years. And then you take a look at some of the youth football. But this is one of those games that is going to be interesting, is going to be well played, and two of the best offensive lines, two of the best defensive lines, two of the best coaches in South Florida. So I'm excited, and I think everybody else should be. You wanted a marquee matchup, and we never, you know, when you think about it, we usually, one of our teams will go out of town and they'll play this team, but this is the first time we've had really two marquee programs getting national attention since maybe 10 years ago when Northwestern played Central on a Thursday night.
Hey, Blue, real quickly, who do you like in this thing? Who do you give the edge? I know both of them have really good defenses. They always do.
Yeah.
But who do you like overall? Central, obviously, has already put a pretty good kicking on Cardinal Gibbons.
No one's going to be mad at you, Blue.
It's not that. I just, as far as schedule, it's not even close. St. Thomas doesn't even come close to playing a schedule Central has. I mean, it's not even fair. I mean, Central's played. I mean, by the way, they open up against the Cardinal Gibbons team and then play Booker T and then go up and play the third-ranked team in the nation and take them into triple five overtimes. I think Central's got a better awareness of how it is to play in huge games. DeMatha, as we're finding out, was not a really good team. They were an average team. But everybody that Central has played so far, and Central, what gives them the edge, like you said, both have awesome defenses, but Central's got a quarterback who's won a state title in Daniel Richardson with, Central's got the running game that has already proven last year at Gorman. They've proven this year at St. John's. That, to me, is a huge difference. And as good as St. Thomas is up front, I don't think they'll play an offensive line as good as Central. And vice versa. I don't think that, when the day is out, I mean, other than I forgot Carroll City, the freaking top 25 college football team. They still got to play them. Oh, by the way, Carroll City was up 70-0 at halftime last night against Croton, won 76-0. Yeah, that's a team that would beat anybody down here. But and not to hurt any feelings, but they'd beat everybody by 14-21.
Was that Carroll City's basketball team last night, or was there a football team?
Carroll City has assembled such a great football program, and I don't think we've seen this. But to get back to your question, I think Central has that big game experience. And if it comes down to late in the game, I think that they could grab it, you know, even on the road, because they've played on the road. They're Warriors. Remember, they played Gorman last year and beat them. And Gorman had a
huge upset. That's right. Huge upset.
Because of the hurricane, they had to sit with Central out there for 7 days knowing that they beat them. So, yeah, I think if it comes down to that, you never pick against St. Thomas at home. But in this game, this is going to be one of the toughest games that St. Thomas has had at home in a while.
All right, when these two teams get on the field tonight, I'm setting the over-under at 22 Division I college football players.
Oh, easily. Okay. Easily. I mean, that's the best part of this. And, you know, when they came out with the list earlier this week where they had Miami at 24 and Houston at 20 with kids in the NFL, you have to remember, Houston is huge. Houston may be as big as Dade Broward and Palm Beach together. So if you take Dade Broward and Palm Beach in the same area, they had 54 compared to Houston's 20. So to me, when you go out and watch a game like tonight, you're going to see potentially 2 to 3, maybe even 4 kids that may play in the league one day. And that's amazing at one game. And, yeah, that's just one of the games and obviously a huge game. But there's a lot of good games this evening that's going to get the attention of everybody.
Well, let's talk about American Heritage Plantation and Chaminade Madonna. Really good, speaking of D1 players.
Yeah.
Who do you like in this one tonight, Blue?
Wow. Heritage looks like they're playing again. You know, I mean, after that hiccup against the 24th rated team in the nation in college, they've kind of set things back. Young team, first year players in a lot of roles. I think they've got the size, they've got the team speed. But again, here we go with the schedule. Chaminade Madonna's already played Deerfield there, you know, and they stood toe to toe with a very good Deerfield team. I think American Heritage has, you know, you're a 2-time defending state champion. You have the focus back, and I think it's going to be a close game, but they could pull it out at the end.
Cypress Bay Plantation also. That's seven tonight.
Huh? Cypress Bay, everybody giving them up for dead after Coach G stepped, you know, aside and you know, retired. I don't know how long that's going to last. I think he wants to get back into it. But this is one of those games. But I saw Plantation last week, guys, and Coach Steve Davis has got a team. They're huge up front. They beat a really good Miramar team. I don't think that Cypress Bay has enough juice for this game. But certainly they're going to battle. They're going to come out believing that they can win. But Plantation's huge up front and really good on defense.
All right, let's talk about the Bless Me Fathers. The Catholics are playing tonight in Dade, Belen, and Columbus. What do you like?
I like the food that they have in the tailgate.
You like the mothers too,
yeah,
boy. I know.
That, Joe.
I know.
You're gonna give me some of
young, good-looking moms out there too. Larry, come over and have one of these new sandwiches. They're so good.
Oh man, you guys! I'll tell you. Yeah. Well, the scenery is very, very good at those games, and but Columbus just has too much. They just have. I mean, you know, especially after they get whipped by our favorite 25th ranked team, Carroll City in college. They've bounced back. They're ready to go again. Their sights are on an 8A championship and not playing Carroll City again. So it's. I think they win the game. It's a tremendous atmosphere. I happen to be at Tropical last night. It's going to be packed tonight. And I liked it when it was at FIU, but it's just too costly to rent the stadium. And but you know what? You get those two schools together. They're the type of teams, Zach. You could understand this from Florida State. When they meet, they have a lot of split households. A lot of people went to Bowles. Well, this is the same way. I mean, you have Belen parents with Columbus kids, and it's awesome. And that's what makes that game so great. And those rivalries are, you know, they're not lost. And that's a tremendous thing. I'm excited. You know, and they used to have those games on a day where there wasn't any other game, but that's not the fact tonight. Everything's loaded up. And as you mentioned, you have the key game up with St. Thomas, but you also have a, you know, quite a few games, you know, that should tip the meter a little, like Booker T. Washington and Northwestern. I mean, what's going to happen? Northwestern, both of them are facing three-loss seasons, you know, kind of early in the year. But Northwestern has that bounce back. They've got talent. And I'll tell you what, Ice Harris has proven to me this year, guys, that he's as good a coach as you're going to find.
All right, now that we got all the second-tier games out of the way, let's go to Davey tonight. MacArthur goes to Nova tonight. Huge game.
Huge game, and make no mistake, MacArthur wins in that district is over because they've already beaten West Broward, who is the other team. But Nova kind of like, victory tonight, guys. Nova could put themselves and West Broward back in the mix, and it's important because 7A is really not a powerful class because you have St. Thomas, and everybody ran from St. Thomas, you know, and wanted to get into other classifications. So you have St. Thomas and Dwyer, and then you have Doral Academy. So I think MacArthur, Nova, if MacArthur wins, they're going to solidify themselves as a top four seed, and rightfully so, and they're undefeated. But if Nova wins and guts it out like they have in the past, you got all three teams back in the mix.
All right, well, listen, we got to go, but since we're going to be at the game tonight, you got to pick somebody. You take in St. Thomas at home, where they've been tough, or Central, who's one of the great road warriors in the history of South Florida, because they, as you said, they play everybody.
At the risk of nobody getting angry, I think Central comes in there and uses the schedule that they've played so far. This could be an overtime game. This could be one of those games that goes on for a while. They may, you know, but if St. Thomas wins, is it any surprise? They've only won 90 out of the last 91 games at home, so, I mean, it wouldn't be a total surprise. It's just going to be a great game. I think Central's experience of playing in the big games early this year may help them a little bit more.
Wow, this can be fun.
How about you, Joe? What do you feel?
I like Central tonight. Yeah. I think Central's got a nice team, man.
It's a good game. Zach, what about you?
Nova. Nova's going to win tonight.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm just talking about the top tier, guys. I'm not talking about all the second tier games.
Actually, the amount of money I spent at St. Thomas Aquinas, yeah. I probably should have just said St. Thomas Aquinas.
Right.
Exactly. Well, I enjoyed it, and I'll tell you what, I'm looking forward to tonight.
Yeah, it's going
to
be
Joe,
fun.
We're looking forward to seeing you, and Zach, good luck to Nova.
Oh, you got it.
Thank you, my man. Thanks.
Right,
great
guys.
Stuff. Always a good way to get our Friday going with a little Larry Bluestein, our high school football insider.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.